What does that sound, you ask?
Welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Kick back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
Oh, hey yo, yo, this joint right here, yo, hey yo, 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 hey yo.
Check, check, one, two, peace and love, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Rec Show Podcast. I go by the name of David Goldemine Hicks. And yo, we are in for another treat. I know y'all was tapped into, you know, the midweek episode that I had with URL Friends, man. The Bump Shows URL Friends, who had like the Super Friends, X-Men of beatmakers, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead, tap into episode number 81. The week before that, I had actually Sunday, I had the honor of talking with old Ricky, man, an FABC affiliate, man. So, yo, I need y'all to go ahead, tap into those episodes, tap into all the episodes, by the way. But today we have another guest, man. I had the honor of tapping into something a couple years ago called the Koala versus SP44 battle that they had on YouTube, and that joint was live. This person actually put that together along with DiBiase and then Eloquent, who was a judge. He also is a host of Koala Beatcast. You can find that on YouTube as well, man. That's every week where he has beat makers from all walks go ahead, chop up a sample, make it, flip it, stuff like that, man. So yeah, we have the honor of talking to a rapper, a beat maker, sound designer. He calls himself the French chicken, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, it's an honor. And once again, the host of Koala Beatcast, he goes by the name of Remy MZ. Yeah, so you know, for the internets that don't know who you are, yeah, go ahead and like break down like who you are, you know, what you, your host, any affiliations, you know, stuff like that, man.
Okay.
Hi.
So I'm going to introduce you a little bit for the people who don't know me. So I'm Remy MZ. I come from France. I'm born in Bordeaux, France. I'm a rapper and beat maker. Also the host and creator of the Koala Beatcast. So I started, you know, the thing about the beatmaking community 2 years ago when the COVID start, and I was stuck at home. So I always was making that before, because I started really, really young on rap music, and I was always the guy who meets the crew and make possible some concerts. I started to make a big crew in France of different music group of my city. So it was like when I was 18. So this was always what I loved to do. So when I was on this COVID time, I started to use a lot an application named by Koala Sampler. And I thought about, you know, making some kind of thing like that, make something to join other artists like me who were making music with this awesome application. So I started to create a Facebook group named Koala Sampler Facebook group. It was definitely a success, because a lot of people around the world joining us on the Facebook group. Until Marek, the creator of the Koala Sampler application, called me and said, "I really love what you did, and I want to sponsor you and helping you to make something with the Koala Sampler community." So everything started like that. And after that, I think about the Facebook group is not enough. So I started to make this show, the Koala Beatcast. So the Koala Beatcast was originally some kind of podcasts where we made some flip challenge, flip roulette. Okay, so if you don't know what is flip roulette, it's flipping a bit in less than 1 hour live. So it was what we made. So I started this Koala Beatcast thing, I meet a lot of awesome people like Tatsumaki, YTC, Dano Bravo.
Goats. Yeah, the goats.
Yeah. I started directly with the goats, but yeah. On my first Beatcast, if you check the first Beatcast, yeah, Tatsumaki is on it, Tucky, of course. So I started to really focus on that, on making the community safe. Yeah, safe place, you know, because sometimes on internet the community are really a lot of bully and people, you know, only showing, look at my gear, I'm the richer here. Mm. So I was making, like I said to you, the same I made when I was 18 years old. No, when I bring in different rap band from different neighbors. Sometimes, you know, some different hood. No, sometimes people who don't like each other. No, we were able to don't think about, you know, where you come from and only making cool concerts in France. So I was thinking the same with this Facebook group when I started, not making like a something where we are stronger, because it's so hard on the internet right now to go out when you're an artist, Nico, because every day you have so much music and so much new people, and it's not really social, to be honest. No, it's more like scrolling and don't even listen, no?
Right.
So I started that. So yeah, it's my little presentation to all the people who don't know me.
Got you. Hey man, listen, yo, so we thank you for creating Koala Beatcast, man, and just because of that, I was like tapped into all of these different creatives from all over the world, man, because I was tapped into just that one stream mm-hmm. that you did that one day, man. So yo, thank you, man. You actually partly gave me the idea to even start the podcast too. So
oh, that's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, like, he's got all of these great creatives and stuff like that. I know they got a story. Let me just connect and reach out. And then yeah, that's how awesome. We came Thanks. Up with it, man. So thank you, man. Yeah, man. So okay, so you know, you grew up in France, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so how did you get into, like, you know, beats and music and sampling and stuff like that?
Yeah, so, you know, I was, you know, I born in 86, so I 12 years old, I you know, it was really the golden era of rap, no, of hip hop, no,
yeah.
You know, Cypress Hill, Dr. Dre, it was really the big time, no, I think, on the hip hop. So at 12 years old, when I was on mid school, I started to listen rap and a lot of rap. So I started with breakdance, so you know, but I wasn't so good. So I directly I switched to the graffiti, but you know, not the really you know, the painter one, no, really the vandal, no. I was right. like a, I was like a I hit my marker and go, you know, to the bus and write 30 times my name on the bus. No, it was my thing. And on my hood, there are two rappers. And you know, I was looking at them at every party on the year, no, when they were there, and I'm like, wow, oh, definitely this looks so cool, no, rapping. And yeah, I started like at 13 years old, I started rapping. Nothing of a beatmaker. I was rapping, you know, like on the B face, no, of the one mixtape or thing like that, no, where we can find a you know, beats, instrumental. Mm-hmm. On this time in France particularly, it was really a struggle to find your own beats. Because it was really few people who was really active, no? So yeah, I started with that, with the rap. So 13 to 18, I made a lot of freestyle contests, battle. I really like that, the making battle, no? So it was my thing. So I was the, you know, the white guy with glasses. So I had something different, no, on the show. So yeah, it was cool. And so I was like that. I was a live guy. So I make 3 studio album in France. One of them, the last, was on the little label of music. So yeah, it was pretty local, to be honest. It was not really national, but yeah, we make something local, you know. So in this time, I had a friend who was using Fruity Loops. So I was checking, but to be honest, you know, I was the guy who was writing, smoking on the background. But yeah, it was like, it's too hard on this computer. I don't understand nothing, you know? So yeah, I was every time behind him when he was producing. But yeah, I think it was when it started, you know, because Fruity Loops was really an easy application. You don't need a computer, fancy computer or thing like that. So I started to watch that. And after that, we go to other studio who have MPC 2000.
Oh, nice.
So okay. This is maybe the first moment when I touch it. Because, you know, it's really different when you make music on computer and you start to feel, you know, the pads on the MPC. Mm-hmm. It's the time I think I start feeling to, oh, man, I want to make my beats. So during this time, I'm still making rap and starting to work and earn money. And yeah, I bought an MPC 1000. So I think about 2005, maybe. Yeah, it was 2005. Yeah, in France. So it was like, I remember it was 1 month of my salary.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I remember I was selling cell phone. Sorry. In the store, and yeah, it was a whole month on the MPC. Yeah. I remember to walk with it in the bag, you know, like going to throw my hood and saying, "Oh shit, I have to be careful with this on my pocket, man." So yeah, I started to make beats on MPC 1000. So yeah, but to be honest, I never used them because I was really frustrated. Always preferred beats from other for me for rapping than mine. So I was on my you know, it was like I made a lot of beat tape or things like that, but I never used them for rappers. So yeah, and after that, yeah, it was a mess in my life. I was in a bad moment, bad point. And I have an uncle who lives in Mexico. So he said, "Hey, Remy, man, if you are not good in France, please join me in Mexico." I think about 13 years ago, no? It was 2009. Yeah, so I immigrate literally to Mexico. Yeah, of course, I sold my MPC and I started a new life, you know. It was a moment when I was producing, but only on Logic, on my MacBook Pro. So I was only making a little bit of music on Logic Pro. And I was really really missing the sampler, no, the feeling of that. No, it's not the same making music on DAW. To be honest, I really hate making music on DAW. I don't know why, but yeah. So in this time, I was using a iPod Touch. And if you remember, the first application was Beatmaker by Intua.
Yeah,
I started to make beat with the first version. Yeah, the first version of Beatmaker in Intua. And I was really happy because, you know, I can make a beat on the park. And you have this kind of feeling with the touch screen. You have this kind of feeling, you know, like not the same of pad for sure, but this kind of feeling of touching your music, no, not only clicking on pads and clicking on square and, you know, and line, you know, on your DAW. So I started with that. And I think it was two years after that, I discovered it was Koala Gadget in the first time. Mm-hmm. Core Gadget in the first time. And I started going back in the music with Core Gadget. And after that, I find Koala Sampler.
Wow.
And yeah. Since now, I can't make beat on other thing than Koala Sampler. So I make all my beats on Koala Sampler and I mix on DAW. You know, like what I made before with my MPC.
Okay.
And I send it to my DAW. So yeah, this was my little story.
Nice. So you've touched a lot of different hardware and software too. MPC 1000, 2000, yeah. Fruity Loops, Koala, Logic. So you've definitely, kind of sharpened your skills in where you can touch and any situation you can go in and you know what you're doing in these different DAWs and, you know, workstations and stuff like that, which is good, man. So I wanted to ask you about, you know, like, what was that feeling like when you moved from France to Mexico? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It was really, I was in a really bad mood in France. Like, you know, I had some issues in my hood. I have some issues with my father. I wasn't working. No, yeah, it was really, I was in a totally bad point. So coming to Mexico was a rebirth to me. It was like, you know, I'm going to erase, delete everything and starting something new. So my idea in first time was working with my uncle in this time. But no, the thing wasn't happened like that. I find a girl, you know, my wife. So this is the thing who changed my life, of course, no? So I find the love in Mexico. So I started to work here like a teacher. So, you know, to me, this was really different because all my life, I was bad at school. So I don't even have, you know, the level of you know, university or something like that. I don't have it. So, and I started to work like a teacher. I feel respect, no? I respected, no? I feel for the first time I was something, I was somebody, man. I was purpose. Somebody, yeah. And the people have a lot of respect because they see you like, the French guy. And it's really different of in France. In France, they say, the guy from the hood, no, thing like that. They never thinking about is what I say, no. In French, when I have my hat, the police stopping me every time, no, because I look the guy who are going to have weed on the pocket, you know, or the thing, no. And in Mexico, it's totally different, no. Yeah, you feeling, you know, people respect you, the police respect you, you know. When I wear some, you know, some clothes, you know, some streetwear clothes, no. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was really, really a big difference, no. So the second years in Mexico, my daughter born, so it was totally different, no. Mm-hmm. No, it's not only me; it's a family, no. I have a family, so. I was on the idea of I'm staying in Mexico or I'm going back to France. And to be honest, I wasn't really, didn't want to lost what I earned in Mexico. So I stayed here. No, I take the citizenship and yeah, man, I'm like a Mexican, to be honest. Of course, you know, I'm never going to be a native one, but I'm totally, you know, feeling like a Mexican. So I make my own school, my own French school here. You know, I make some businesses on crypto money and things like that. So man, I was cool here. So yeah, it's really different of my mood in France. And when I speak with my friends, to be honest, thanks God, I'm in Mexico. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you.
Wow. Yo, that is a complete like 180 from France coming here. And then now you got a whole new life. You know what I mean? You have a wife, you have a newborn baby. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thanks.
And you start a school, you know what I mean? You feel purpose, man. That's one of the main things I know as far as men go, like we need to feel purpose, man. We have to have a purpose or we're going to feel like we lost, you know what I'm saying? So
it's really important, I think, to say that to our children, no? Sometimes, you know, the school system, at least in France, I don't know how it is in USA, but I don't think it's really different, you know? They teach them only you have to have a title, you know, a PhD, something like that, to feel full, no? Complete. But we forget to before that, give to the children, you know, some kind of love, some kind of other thing, like, you know, like the music is, because music is really important to having this in your life. No, even if you are going to study, no, you need to have some other purpose, no, in your life. In my case, it was I needed, you know, respect, feel respected. No, because I was, you know, with like a lot of people with some issue with self esteem. No, you know, so I think the you say that like in English, no, self esteem.
Self esteem. You know? Yeah, you're right.
So. So sometimes, and I think when you grow in the hood more, it's you have this kind of frustration, no? Of feeling I'm nobody, I don't have the money the other has. Sorry. So you know, it's you have to find something who give you that. Not something you wake up, and you feel, you know, I'm happy to go to work. No? So. Sometimes if you go only on studying, you can lose. You can lose on it because it's not for everybody in the first time. Mm-hmm. And second time, you know, you have to find your purpose. It's not because you are going to have a PhD. You have to, if you want to be a doctor, you have to feel happy. You know, it have to be your goal in the life, no? Saving life, helping people. No, it's not right. Because your parents say, you have to be a doctor. No, it's not like that. No? Because you are going to be a doctor, but for sure, really sad in you. No? Yeah,
man. Yo, we got super deep. But yo, these are the conversations.
Yeah, sorry for my English, my man. But yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, these are the conversations that we are as creatives, you know, because we create music and other people create art. You know what I mean? You create a whole bunch of different things, but not a lot of people get to talk about, you know, the underlying stuff, the stuff that led you to this part of life where you are right now. So I think it's super important that people understand and people kind of know, not in full detail, but know a little bit about Remy MZ, you know what I mean? Like the whole story where you come from France to Mexico, you feel love, you know what I mean? It's just life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Thank you for sharing that, yo.
Awesome. Thanks, my man. Pleasure.
Awesome, man. Yo, so listen, man. I have to ask you, like, Okay, so I know you said you wanted other beats because, you know, you're a rapper too, so you wanted other people's beats, but like, when did you, like, what was that spark that you wanted to create beats?
Yeah, I started to create beats, to be honest, but yeah, to have my home one. This is why my first goal when I started, you know, to find the sample I love and make it and thing like that. But yeah, I said to you, I really started with the MPC 1000. So when you start, you know, you are not making your best beat, no, in the first time.
No, so nobody is.
It's the reason why, bro. I wanted something serious to rap on it, no. And you know, speaking about the MPC 1000, at the end, I was making beat. But I wasn't feeling so. I don't know how to explain you, but something missing on it. Because all the time I was making my beat, but I jumped to Logic to mix on them and had synth, had all that thing. You know? So I was like, it's not the really the same. And to be honest, it's on iOS when I was really making beats, you know. On every place I was waiting with the portable device, no, is where I started to make really, really some cool beats, and yeah. So when Koala Sampler started, I was really on this. I stopped to rap two years. So I was only making beats on Koala Sampler. And I was really inspired, no, by all the community, because it was that I create the community, but the community create my artist. How do you say that? But my inspiration, my artist inspiration. Yeah. Because to be honest, I was listening to Tucky, I was listening to YTC, you know, and Telly McLean. I love this guy, Telly McLean, man.
Telly, yeah, man.
Yeah. So I was like, you know. I'm a big fan of Dilla, no, of this kind of. I love to like it, you know, some boom bap, but you know, with drunken beats, you know, this kind of swing like jazz, you know, like not offbeat, but you know, not so quantized, no. Right. So, I was making the show, but at the same time, I was learning, I was spying, and how this guy make that. So yeah, it's the moment when I that guy. Those guys really give me, you know, I was like, I want to make fire like them. So yeah, I started to make beat at the same time too. And I think after 1 year of practicing, it was really, really cool stuff. So I started to feel to rap on my beats. So I say, man, it's time. Yeah. It's like, if I feel I can rap on my beats, the thing is good. So
yeah,
I started to make beat tape, and you can find it on Spotify and Bandcamp and every place. And yeah. But definitely the Koala, I don't know why, but Koala Sampler give you really, you know, the same feeling as, you know, making a beats on a sampler, because you're limited, but at the same time you have all the technology, you know. So
yeah.
So yeah, I think it's the reason why, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna talk about Koala soon, man. So I wanted to ask you about you know, if you're able to, like, and I'm pretty sure you've heard a lot of different music, but if you can, what's that one song or that one beat that kind of sticks in your mind whenever you think about hip-hop
doubt,
or beats?
Without doubt, Beat Nuts.
Beat Nuts. Ah.
These beats, when I was like 13, 13, something like that. I don't know, man. This shit was like... I love, of course, a lot of other producers, but... You speak about one. It's the Beatnuts.
It's the Beatnuts. Yeah, man.
So great producer, huh? Juju and Psycholess. Mm-hmm. Really, really great producer. Really, really underrated. It's not maybe the best MCs in terms of flow, but man, this was really, really all the album. I mean, the whole album of the B. business. And also you have this Spanish influence, no? So in my case, I'm French and Spanish, so you know, I had to find some US actors who was on this move. So I was really a Cypressy lover, you know. Also DJ Muggs, of course, if you speak about beatmaker, DJ Muggs, of course. I'm a big lover of Tony Touch too. I know Tony Touch wasn't the first producer, but he makes some cool stuff too. But yeah, also
awesome.
One. I only say three, but I can telling you 100.
Go ahead. Hey, go ahead, man. Listen, I know a lot. I know you got a lot, man. So it's cool, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm an East Coast fan. On the West Coast, for example, it was only Cypressy. I think I was a big fan. In 2000, when Chronics, I love Chronics, so Dre and things like that, but I was a big fan, to be honest. Never. I really prefer the West Coast song, New York. It was my dog. You know, I don't know if I can say that, bro, but all my friends while listening to Tupac. And I can't, bro. To be honest, I never hear a CD of Tupac. So sorry, guys, if you're listening to that.
You'll be all right.
I'm honest. I was definitely more Biggie than Tupac. But yeah.
everybody got their favorites, man. So it's all good, man.
Yeah, but it's a legend. You know, in a rap, it's something you can't say. It's like MF Doom. A lot of things you can't say on this guy, because if not, a lot of haters are coming.
Yeah. I ain't worried about that. You know, don't even worry about that, man. So, okay. So a lot of East Coast. You got the Beat Nuts as your favorite. Favorite joint, right? And I'm a segue to this question, because we got a lot of mutants that are coming out, you know, just mutants. When I say mutants, I mean beat makers that are like, oh man, they're coming up, the technology is getting better, people are trying their hand at creating music and stuff like that. So they're starting on this journey of music. Can you recommend something that they, you know, must watch, must listen to, must read in order to help them advance their skills in music, and or just open up their mind to different ways to how to create music?
Yeah, I think it's not good to copy. For example, you know, you have a lot of tutorial and people want to make the same as the tutorial. I prefer when they explain the how is work a compressor, how is work, you know, and not only watching how do you make kick trap on your compressor, you know. I it's what I love. So I watch a lot of, I'm lucky because I speak French, Spanish and English. So I watch different tutorial. I love to listen some tutorial of engineer. On beat making, I think the rhythm roulette was really important to me. I learned a lot watching the rhythm roulette, because you know, you can really look the workflow, how they cut the sample, but at the same time you don't have all the secret. This is the cool thing. Because I don't want to sound like a old ass, you know, but when they give you everything and you don't have to search, you it's not good to you. You have to make your own, you know. We are in the era of the time beats, you know that. And to be honest, it's really sad, no? You have to. I'm making you a beat like Drake, no? I'm making you a beat like, what the shit is that, you know? No, right. But you feel what that. So on the internet, you have that. Of course, the Koala Beatcast community, you have hundreds of tutorials. To be honest, check on the internet. We have more tutorial than MPC. We have more tutorial than Logic, I think. So look at the internet. It's crazy how many people made tutorial for Koala Sampler. Of course, the guys we spoke before, Teddy McLean, has some cool one. Pizza Squawks, cool guy too. Danny Sugar, and a lot more. But I'm not watching them because, but if you want to learn a little bit about Koala, go to check that.
Okay.
Bird Boss. Shout out to Bird Boss. Make some cool stuff.
Got you, man. So, hey, yeah, everybody that he named, everybody listening, I'm going to put the YouTubes and then some of the stuff that he recommends inside of the description of the show. So scroll down as you're listening to the show, man, and you'll get a lot more information that you can actually just touch, and it'll take you to the link or take you directly to the book or whatever else that any guest recommends. But okay, so I got you, man. Like, type beats ain't it, so it's time to like create your own, which is good. And I mean, like, I think with the community right now, and sampling and the different tools, everybody is carving their own sound. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you have influences from, DiBiase or Dilla, J Dilla, or the Beat
How
Nuts.
I forget DiBiase. Sorry, my man. But DiBiase, you don't have so much material, to be honest, to watch the workflow of DiBiase. Huh? I feel, you know, the son of DiBiase, for example, I'm going to speak to Telly McLean, but, you know, I think it's this kind of son of DiBiase when I speak it with the boom bap, you know, the gritty boom bap and things like that. So, of course, DiBiase, I think it's the dad of all the movement of the culture, no? Dilla too, of course, Dilla, but more, I speak about more than time. And yeah, DiBiase, it's definitely somebody who changed everything to me. You want to speak about right now the Koala Battle? We can speak a little bit after that, but this guy, you don't know. It's so helpful. He always want to help you, ask for nothing. The guy is a cream, to be honest. French, we say that, la crème, you know, it's la really...
Crème de la crème.
No, it's so... It's so a good guy. If you need something, you ask to him, and he's here, to be honest. And wow, it's quite crazy. Huh? When I meet this guy on internet, of course, because I'm not in real life, but yeah, it was impressive how it's a really great person.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So let's because we can go right into that, man. Like, you created the Koala Beatcast. Yep. Where the beat makers, you know, kind of come and flip samples and stuff like that. But then you also help give beat culture some amazing, something amazing during like the quarantine times and stuff like that, called the Koala versus SP44 battle tournament, where you had like DiBiase create the bracket of people that use Koala and SP44, and then Canada's Eloquent was the one that judged each round.
Wow. It was crazy. And we have MS Simp from MSX Audio on the final too.
Yes. Can you talk about where did that come from? It just came out of nowhere.
I'm going to be honest with you. I made nothing more than hosting and sharing my channel. Nice. On this, everything more on Beatcast, it's me. It's only me, and of course some people were helping me, but it's only me. But this battle was totally made by DiBiase, so we have to tell that. This is what I said to you before. It's the guy made everything. It started on Twitter, so we make two group of conversation on Twitter, one side from the SP, one side from Koala. And Marek, of course, the creator of Koala, was the guy behind that too. So it was an idea from Marek and DiBiase. But Marek asked me, he said, Remy, you're the Koala Beatcast, so you're the face of the community, and can you host it? And ta-da. So after that, DiBiase contacted Eloquent. Marek, I think, contacted MSX. MS Audio, but we had a lot other we can, I can say, but other secret judge who can't make it because it was a storm in this moment where he lived. So he couldn't make it. But it, usually it was three judges. So Eloquent and other guy. So you know everything, bro. It's VIP, secret, bro. Only for you, my man. Have the secret.
Got you. Yo, man. Yo.
Because this was crazy. This was crazy. I was so proud, man, to be part of that, because on internet, nobody made that before. Mm-hmm. The idea of, you know, two brands, because usually, you know, the brand like Roland or like Akai don't want to make that. But, you know, they afraid.
I wonder why. Why is that?
Because if they look, you gear is shit. I think that they look in front of a $5 application in this case. So imagine you lost in front of a $5 application. You feel bad, man. So I think it's one of the reasons. And I think they don't give a shit, to be honest, on the big maker. Huh? They only use us to make some promotion, cool video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it's all sorry. Sorry if Haikai, Roland, and the big... I speak about the big company, because all the people who make case, you know, all the little one are really, really thinking about the beat makers. Mm-hmm. Who like Marek, Koala Sampler. Mm-hmm. Marek is a musician. He thinks about the beat makers. He don't think about how many apps I'm going to sell if I make some cool video on the social media, you know? So it's the reason why I think, and it was crazy because it started on Twitter from a guy who say, "Ha, it's a joke. How do you make beat on the $5 application? It's a shame for the music. People are making music on the phone." It started like that with a troll, with a hater on Twitter, and DB answer, "Okay, man, check Koala Sampler because you're going to kick your ass for $5, no?" And after that, it started like that. Well, the SP is better because the SP, it's so strong and lo-fi, shit like that, you know? And we make this SP, and since this battle, look at Twitter. Look every part. Nobody are saying, "Oh no, music on iOS is cheap." No.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So it's cool. Job done,
yo. shut them right up, man. That's which is good.
Because it's what you say before. It don't matter what you make with what you made your music. It's about your talent.
Mm-hmm.
We come from the hip hop, you know. We start with nothing. We make beat finding B-Face and make whole album only with B-Face, you know? We don't give a shit. We don't wait. We didn't wait to make, rap before to have the technology. It's the same with the beat making. You have to make with what you have, what you you can buy, no?
Exactly.
Talent, you can't buy talent. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Name goes water.
Exactly, man. Yo, you created Koala Beatcast too, where, you know, beat makers from around the world are just giving a sample to Flip using a Koala sampler. Mm-hmm. I think you do it two times a week?
Yeah, it's weekly on Friday. The weekly on Friday, it's every week we have a Flip challenge. So the thing is we change every week. Some week it's a sample. So every sample, we make a list every week, and I turn a wheel, and we pick randomly a sample from somebody of the community. So since day one, you know, I really want the community to decide. Mm. It's really important because, you know, I want something really, it's for them, you know. It's not mine, it's not Remy MZ show, no. The idea is really making, you know, something where all the people can participate and having something to say. And I think it's the reason why the people love the Koala Beatcast, because, you know, it's really, really like that. And
only good people, really, really helpful. So every week, every Friday, it's the Koala Flip Challenge. Before the last years, I made every Sunday, it was a flip roulette. Not every Sunday, but every two Sundays, I made flip roulette. So I was totally inspired by the rhythm roulette on this. It was pretty the same. I pick a random sample. My daughter scroll the screen on YouTube and choose a sample, and I share it, and the people has 1 hour to flip it. So it's awesome to listen what the people made in 1 hour. Sometimes you have some bangers and made in 1 hour. You can watch. I have on the first video, I have the first flip roulette was with DiBiase. DiBiase, I think Tatsumaki and the key, if I remember. Mm. Yeah, so it was a great episode, the first flip roulette. So also I make beat battle. The last years I made two. Where I try to find the partners who gave gift to the winner. So this year is going to be the same. I'm going to have more and more things. So don't worry.
Awesome. Yo, man, for everybody listening, man, tap into the Koala Beatcast, man. Are you just having it on YouTube or is it on Twitch?
No, yeah, it's on every place, Twitch, YouTube. Now the Discord is now some place too, because the people are teaching each other tips. They are making a collaboration every week. I have like 15 collaborations. So imagine people from New Zealand making music with a guy in Israel and also in USA. So it's crazy. No, it's crazy. It's what I love of making that. You know something? Sometimes it's hard because it's a lot of work, but you see that, and I'm really grateful because all the people are writing me and saying, you know, Remy, I stopped at the music, but with Koala Beatcast, I'm going back, and I'm really happy because they push me. So it was my goal. I thought, like I told you, I made something like I always dream it for me, not something who help you, who push you, who give you the feeling of making music and better music every day. You know?
That is so awesome, man. Like, yo, I got to tap into this Discord, man. I've been missing out on the Discords, man. So, but we got to talk about your albums, man. Because you got an album called Puff Puff Jazz, yeah. and then you got French Tacos, which you just came out with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm listening to, I'm like, yo, Puff Puff Jazz is... That's, first of all, the crazy name. That's a dope name, man.
So, yeah, I was thinking about Puff Puff Pass. You
know? That is a dope title, man. And then, that's your right. Instrumental joint, right? And then you got French Tacos, where I think you're rapping, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. On this, I rap, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about about Puff Puff Jazz, and then you can go into French Tacos after that.
So basically, Puff Puff Jazz, it's my best beats of the 2022. Okay. So I made a selection of beats, not only for the quality, but I try it, you know, to not make a beat tape. It's not my idea. I try to make an album of beats, you know, the 1 to the 10. And trying to make a travel, no, on the music. So I didn't really call it a beat tape. It's really an instrumental album. So I selected the beats in function of the quality, of course, and also the ambient, the story. No, I can listen. I can imagine listening the music. No? Mm-hmm. So this was Puff Puff Jazz. French Tacos, it's my big comeback. Like I said to you, I stopped almost 2 years of rapping and coming back with the Koala Beatcast. It's my first album when I rap more than half of the tracks in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really different to write in Spanish than French. So I have other things to say. You know, I'm a dad, so I don't really rap the same, you know, like before. So on this album, I really want to be really, really, you know, hip hop, because the first track of my album, it's named Seis Letras, who means six letters, you know, H-I-P, H-O-P. You know? So
it's the first track. So I started with this to say to the people, on this track, I say, maybe I'm old and things like that, but I'm not on this mumble shit. And so I speak, you know, about what I think about the situation of the hip hop and also how the people forget the legend. So I write this track when DMX died. Because it was an impact to me. It was a legend of my childhood. And the guy was broke, mm-hmm. addict. And he died, you know, like poor, no? Not poor maybe, but you know, you understand what I say, you know? When yeah. this guy is so important in the music, you know? It's a big part, no? Of the culture, no? Right. So everything was... So on the French Tacos, you can find a lot of boobap, trap like this. Made by only Koala beatmakers on this album. So the first track is produced by YTC. I don't know if you know YTC, but...
Yeah, he's a Jersey native, man. He's one of my guys, man.
Hey, so Jersey in the house, Jersey stand up. And yeah, so my first track is made by YTC. The sixth letter is made by YTC. It was really wow, man. Beautiful track. The second is Ant Architecture. Do you know Ant?
Yeah, Ant Architecture. He's been a guest on the show, man. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So it's I have two track of him. Other is from a guy from the Koala Beatcast community named by Benjamin Since Birth. A great musician, man. A really great guitar player and key also. And the two other track was produced by me. So, and Koala Sampler. So nice. You have house music. If you listen the last track of the album, it's house music. So I rap at 130 BPM. Ooh. And not like trap. Huh? So no slow. No, really at 130 BPM, but speed. So it was a house track, broken beats. So I have track like that. Other, it's like reggae, cumbia. I don't know, you know, more Latin mm-hmm. vibe. And the other thing is pure boom bap. But it's not, you forget, I have a second album, my man, named by Universos. Like Universe, but mm-hmm. us at the end, Universos. And this is a duo album with a Mexican rapper who live in my city. This is also made 100% on beats made on Koala. And it's really good too. Even better than mine, because on this, it's half album is in Spanish. So my bro rap in Spanish and I rap in French. So it's really cool because you have both language and this is strictly boom bap. Dano Bravo on it, Core. I have YTC, Ant Architecture, and more. So yeah.
Got you, man. Yo, listen.
Spotify.
All of it on Spotify. I am definitely going to link that in the description of the show so everybody can tap into that. Yo, like the album cover, dope as hell. Like the whole album is amazing.
Thanks.
Especially like I think everybody needs to go ahead and just listen, not just your native tongue's music, but yo, just expand your palette and listen to different subgenres within hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Everything I say that, you know, do you think the French people who listen rap in the US rap understand the lyrics?
No, probably not. Man.
For sure, we don't understand, you know? So, and other thing, man, the first language on music today in USA, it's Spanish, my man.
Mm.
On Spotify and everything, it's Spanish tracks.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of Spanish speakers are listening to the podcast. So yeah.
Wow.
on the Koala Beatcast, Telly McLean, for example, you know, it's Mexican. So we have a lot of people who speak Spanish on the hip hop community.
Yeah, man. Yo, can you because on the Koala Beatcast, you put the tracks on Bandcamp for people to support too. It's called Koala Beatcast Records.
No, it wasn't for supporting. No. In the first time, it was like an archive because I was afraid about, you know, some kind of they close my channel or thing like that. And we lost everything. So now the Bitcoin, I don't really speak about like a support. It's this month. I have two bro who made an album and put it on Koala Bitcast, and all the sale go to support the channel. Yeah, because I spend money, of course, and a lot of time on it. So I try it, not to make to find some way to have support, no. So yeah, they found this thing of making an album and giving me the sales. So it's awesome. But yeah, on the Bandcamp, I little bit stopped, to be honest, because I have to upload every week. So because it's cool on YouTube, all the archive right now is on YouTube. So I think you have only until Koala Bitcast 80, no, mm-hmm. 79 on Bandcamp. No, we are on 105.
Ooh, man.
105 weeks. Without stop, huh? Without man, stop, because when I can't make it, it's other crew who changed. So, yeah, non-stop. Yo,
congratulations, man! Wow, that's a major feat, man. To just to get to 100, man. So, wow, week after week, you're given the opportunity to different mm-hmm. beat makers, man. That is, yo, I'm gonna have the claps underneath this, man. Just cause, yo, that's a big deal, man. Thank you. But yo, let me ask you about your influences, right? So I always ask this for, you know, all my guests. If you're give me some thought, can you name your top five childhood and then adulthood?
Childhood, I try, of course, to find US rap, but it was French rap to me. So I started like a lot of French. No, I am. Assassin, NTM. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you feel that, but yeah, at the same times, it was really Cypress Hill. I was a big lover. Like I said to you, I had a bunch of mixtape from DJ Clue, also Funkmaster Flex. It was on my inspiration on the hosting. If you look my crazy hosting on Koala Bitcast, I was thinking about this generation of Funkmaster Flex, DJ Clue, other in France, no? But, you know, this kind of host, you know, when they give you the feeling to, I want to listen more, no? You know?
Right
now, it's only playlist, no? No. I love to listen on this kind of hosting, like DJ Clue. So, yeah, on M.O.P., man. Every day it was M.O.P. on my headphone. In M.O.P., Busta Rhymes.
Busta.
Yeah. Is the reason, Busta Rhymes is the reason why I always trying to find a flow, no? Something different of on the writing, no? Not the classic, you know, Matrix. Ta, 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 ta. No, I love the ta, 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 ta. You know, something not so Matrix, no? So, yeah, and of course, like I think my generation, the Chronic 2001 from Dr. Dre was like, you know, the Up in Smoke tour,
right.
Man, also one of my experience. I was a big fan of the first album of Exhibit too, you know? And I say to you, I wasn't a West Coast fan, but this time, yes, all the Up in Smoke and thing like that, yeah, it was time. After that, not so much. But yeah.
I got you, man. Yo, what is the beat scene like in Mexico right now?
Yeah, the beat scene, it's really active too, but you don't have a lot of event. The reason why is you don't have structure here. Nothing. It's like, you know, it's a bar. You go to the bar and they accept to, but it's really not organized. You don't have a lot of organization. You have something on the big city. For example, you have a lot of thing on the Mexico City, Guadalajara or Monterrey. But the other small city, it's not so present. I feel here, to be honest, I feel like 20 years ago in France when the rap, you know, had a bad image, the bad, you know, still something like for delinquent, no, you know, still something like with a bad, it changed a little bit last years. But yeah, but a lot of talent. Mexico is full of talents. And of course, on my CD, I work with a guy named by Ugly Hood, and Ugly Hood. Sorry for the pronunciation. And he's really talented. This guy is, to me, is one of the best guy I work with. So the flow, everything. But yeah, Mexico. It's still a lot of boom bap. Huh? The trap is coming. The trap is coming since the two last years. But it's still boom bap. Really, really old school rap, like you say.
Got you. Got you. Yeah. So when we get done, man, I need you to send me like the people in Mexico I need to be tapped into, man. Yeah. Like, so I can put everybody else on too. So we can give Mexico some love, man. Cause I know people making some amazing stuff where you are, man. So I want to tap into it.
It's only the organization, like I say to you, you know, for example, on the city, you don't have nothing for the young people. No, they don't spend money, no, on young people, at least on my city. But yeah, you know how it is. And yeah, so.
I got you, man. Yeah. Last three questions before I let you go, man, because I know you got a busy night.
Don't worry.
So will there be a Koala versus SP44 battle tournament 2?
Yeah. So we spoke about that with Marek, with the Koala Sampler creator this week. And we want to find something even better than this. I told you why, because when they make and I host this battle, it was because the beef, no, the man who spoke on Twitter. So it was this kind of like, we want to make something even bigger. So same with dubbed guests and the same mood, same thing like that. But I don't really know if it's going to be Koala versus SP or something more. I can't tell you because I don't know. I have to wait what Marek think. But in my case, I'm going to make beat battle. Yeah, on Koala Beatcast, I'm going to make. So when I make big battle, it's the same spirit of the other battle. Huh? Because I host a lot of battle in France too. So I like the idea of making that. So yeah, for sure, this year, sure, we are going to have a big battle and little one on my channel too.
Hey, yo, tap in. Everybody listening, tap into the Koala Beatcast, man. Some amazing things happen every week, man. And this year was going to be no different, man. I'm definitely tapped in. Everybody listening, y'all go ahead and tap in, man. So, okay, listen, man. Last two questions. What's one thing you wish you knew before you started, you know, making music and on your own creation journey?
Learning music theory. Because I don't have nothing. I don't know nothing about music. Maybe I know how to play flute.
Okay.
Because you're not the school, you play flute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's one of my biggest regrets, I think, because I really watch some other beatmaker who know. They catch really easy, you know, cool chords or cool thing like that. And sometimes I'm struggling more on that. And more now when I try to use less sample and more, you know, more my own composition. So yeah, maybe if you are young and you want to make big, it's not obligatory, yeah, for sure. But if you are young and if you can learn an instrument or two or more, understand the music, I think it's a good thing. So yeah, maybe my biggest regret is that, because I don't have a lot more than that.
Got you. I got you, man. Yeah,
fake friend or thing like that, you know, but it's on all the business in the world, no? So it's not only on the music. No?
Okay. All right. So lastly, and once again, everybody, we're talking to Remy MZ, man, the French again, yo. what should the internets look out for from, you know, from Remy MZ, the Koala Beatcast in 2023, man? And how can people tap into you as well?
Yeah. So you can tap at me on Koala Beatcast on Instagram or Remy MZ, like that. Remy MZ on Instagram. Discord is the best place to really to be aware about all the challenge, all the new event. Look at the schedule, of course, on Twitch, because sometimes I write on the schedule because I'm a little bit a mess with that, with the schedule. But yeah, this year is going to be different because the crew is growing. I can't make everything alone, so I can make everything by myself. So I'm going to have Rushi, it's a girl from Czech Republic. She's going to make some interview, but really funny. So we are going to have interview from Rushi. We are going to have tutorial from some people from the crew. Beat Battle, like I said to you. Flip Roulette, Flip Challenge, Koala. It's for the children. So we are going to have a special show with only children making music, less than 16 years old. So wow. It's going to be. Yeah, we have a 9 years old. 10 years old. No, it's going to be crazy. So we have this show also. And yeah. And in my case, I'm going to make a new rap album this year. I'm better than other because I'm going to make better and better. With more electronic, maybe on it, a little bit of trap, more than what I make usually. And yeah, I have on stock on my hard drive a dub, the house album, a dub broken beat album. So
oh, wow.
So be ready. A lot of things come.
A lot of stuff coming from Remy MZ. Can we talk about this Koala Anthem? Where you got the hat on, yeah. You rapping in the camera, man. How did that come? You know?
That it's come every week. It's the Flip Challenge. We have MCs who every week rap. Really, really awesome. And this week, it was a particular week. We flipped a gift sample. So it was like, you know, when you are young and you exchange the gift, you know, like a secret between people. So the beats was a UK MC. The name is Jimmy Fingers. Go to check this guy. He's awesome. Jimmy Fingers. And so it was, I picked the Jimmy Fingers track. And I am a fan of him, so I say, man, it's an MC. The challenge is making a fucking track like him, you know? Mm-hmm. So I made it in English. So, and anyway, it was totally that. I was on the mood of the old school hip hop, you know, when I say koala, you say gang, you know, it was really at the, like, you know, like when we rap on breakbeat and things like that. So I made this track for shout out Jimmy Fingers. Of course, all the crew and all the people who were helping me because it was for the number 100. So I made it like an anniversary flip too, you know? So this is the way where it comes from, the koala on them. But Jimmy Finger made a better one, guys, to be honest. A better one. Jimmy Fingers made the koala, the name is... Go to the Bandcamp. Name is Jimmy Fingers. You have a Pizza Squawks remix from his track, the Koala and Them. And it's almost better than me. So yeah, it was like, I made it in 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. I think the video was more time than the track, but yeah.
Yo, it came out awesome, man. It came out awesome, man. I love that. Thanks, I love that video, man. Straight hip hop shit, man. I love it, yo. Yo, man, I want to say, yo, Remy, thank you for giving me your time, man. It was an honor to chop it up with you, man. I'ma definitely support everybody listening. Go ahead and support Remy MZ, man. He's doing some amazing stuff with Koala Beatcast in his own personal life, being a teacher, and then reaching out. He's doing community activists too with the younger kids. So, yo, man, tap into what Remy MZ is doing, man. It was an honor. Are there any last words? Oh, yeah. Talk to the people in Spanish and French, man. Tell them what you need to tell them, yo. Go ahead.
Okay. Merci beaucoup pour ton invitation. C'est un super programme qui représente la culture musicale, le hip-hop, tout ce qui est important pour nous et ce qu'on a oublié. So, todos les invito a descubrir este podcast de mi amigo, porque es pura calidad aquí, pura cultura, puro hip hop, and so amor, love, you know, en unidad. Eso. So yeah, I'm really proud to being here with you, because so dope and talented artist joining this podcast. So it's really an honor, my man, to be the guest on this show. And thanks all the people who helping me. Thanks all the beat maker who appreciate my work. Before I stop, I have to say also a shout out to Tatsumaki. If I remember, I think it's really important, because he's always giving me cool advice and sending me some love. And go to check this guy, because Tatsumaki, the new album is coming in a few weeks. It's going to change the music world, I think.
Oof, I can't literally wait, man.
So Tatsumaki, shout out to you, my man.
Yeah, man. Yo, honor is ours, man. Yo, Tatsumaki is another legend, man. I can't wait. I'm excited for what he's got coming out with, and then also what you got coming out too. So I'm gonna stay tapped in. Thank you for your time, my brother. I appreciate you. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man. See you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, man. So, yo, that is episode number 82 of the Rec Show podcast with Remy MZ, aka the Frenchican. Yo, man, I need y'all to tap into, you know, what he's doing, man. He's doing some amazing things for, you know, beat makers, music producers, you know what I mean, composers from all over the world, man. A Frenchman made it all the way to Mexico, started a new life, man, and is doing amazing things, man. So, hell yeah, we support that, man. So, yo, by the way, man, all of the information is going to be at the description of the show. Just scroll down and you'll see all of the details to the show, man. It's not just, you know, the interview that you actually get to see. You actually get to interact with the show as well, man. So if you think the show is dope, go ahead and donate, man, if it's on your heart. And once again, leave a review on the DSP that you're actually listening to, man. It helps get this podcast into more eyes, as it gets more, I don't even want to say more valuable, because it already is invaluable, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we do it. So anyway, yo, man, I hope y'all count y'all blessings and not y'all's problems, man. You know what I mean? This is Super Bowl week. You already know what it is. Fly, Eagles, fly. Don't be mad. You know what I mean? And it's going to be a good game on Sunday, man. So we got another good episode coming up on Sunday as well. Super Bowl Sunday. So, yo, man, I'm working out here, man. And, yo, y'all go check out the new album I just put out as well. It's called The Money Game on Bandcamp exclusively. Something different that I thought, you know what I mean? I thought we needed it. You know what I'm saying? So I put it together, and let me know what y'all think. All right. It's called The Money Game. I'll leave a link in the description below, and I'll see y'all on another episode of the Rec Show podcast. I'm your host, Data Goldemar Hicks. Peace and love, y'all. Bow, 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 bow.
real. Lo que me van a dar que me lo den en vida. For real, hermano, sin envidia. I rap for the pips como Big Pun o DMX. The legends, apóyelos en vida. El movimiento se derrumba. Puro trap, fachada, cero boom bap. No block party, no unity, no battle. Less money, more problem, todo para la disquera. Empecé a los 13 años, me abrazó el hip hop, pintura en las manos, usted en los oídos. I was the king of the city, always ready for freestyle and graffiti. El niño en la calle tratando de ser quien sobresale. I was listening to Temple of the Boom, boom, bidi, bye, bye, that's in my room. I threw my books in the air and I started my ilusiones. Perdido entre Juju y Psycholes, Alem sonando, Jersey en el fondo, Redman outside us. Empezaron los 99 problemas y las chicas no eran. Lo que me van a dar que me lo den en vida. Shout out to all the real men que se han ido en vida. Respect the HT, no esperar que se mueran. Crecimos en esta cultura, es nuestra. Big bars like Rakim, Capo, Noriega. Maybe suena boomer, y ni que lo fuera. Nostalgia pura, keep it real, quien podrá. Me siento cada vez más viejo escuchando basura. En estos momentos me pongo dos tracks de J. Dilla. Rest in peace, Bismarcky, Black Rob, Black Mela. El hip hop latino más fuerte que nunca. Llegó en el track en Spanglish, like Tony Toca. Shout out to all the legends en vida. Lo que me van a dar, que me lo den en vida. For real, hermano, sin envidia.
Kids or other producers, like, that's cheating. You can't really accept them for bro. Like, when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things: believe in your music, take care of your mentals, become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
These young boys getting better. This is not like the NBA when you can retire. Like, this is, you have to keep going.